الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بسنة المدين. أما بعد، as we continue where we left off yesterday from the Surah Yusuf that we were talking about and how his brothers went through all the processes, and today we'll be covering Surah Ibrahim and Surah Ra'd also after finishing Surah Yusuf. Just want to make a correction. Yesterday I forgot to mention that before Yusuf Islam was released, this is pink water, I want clear water. No, from tap, just bring it from the tap. So you don't need to take that, you could have left that too. So I just wanted to clarify one thing I forgot to mention yesterday, that before he was released from the prison, two of the people had come to him to ask about the interpretation of a dream that the king or Aziz has seen. And so he explained it to them, and then they went back and told him in the palace. And when he asked him, how did you find out such a precise interpretation of the dream, they said, it is in the prison Yusuf, and that is how he also released him. But at the same time, it coincided also with the Tawbah of the wife of that Aziz. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Yusuf al-Islam the authority on the throne and gave him the we wanted to do an attendance sheet for the people who sit in this Ramadan. I have assigned that to Brother Shahab, he'll be going around. Make sure you put a column for email also. The purpose of this is to make a database so that even after Ramadan, when we arrange such activity, we can call you or send you email. Because the purpose is that not only Ramadan, we should have this increased motivation and increased iman, but even after Shawwal, whenever once in a while we have such activity, we should come and attend. And this is something that I was saying at the beginning of this year, if you remember, that our commitment should be of higher degree this year compared to last year, in the sense of coming to for more activities. So don't hesitate to give your name and phone number and email address, that's all, we don't need anything else, so that we can have a database to contact each other, inshallah. And the other thing is that the purpose of this attendance sheet is that on the last day of Taraweeh, Khatam Taraweeh, we will give a prize to the highest attendees. People who had the maximum number of, anyone who had the maximum number of attendance will be getting a prize, as well as we'll be having the quiz competition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse 76 regarding Yusuf al-Islam, نَرْفَعُ ذَرْجَاتِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ وَفَقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Yusuf al-Islam the darajat, the issues of izzah and respect and honor, in terms of dignity as he went through the difficult times and all those places. And then the issue comes up when he was the king, and the interpretation of his dream was that there will be 7 years of strict famine. And so his brothers who came from the area of the Jerusalem area, when there was a famine struck over there, and Egypt had, he was the governor of Egypt, and Egypt had the surplus of food. So the brothers of Yusuf who had kicked him out, they came to Misr, to the palace, and they asked him for food. He immediately recognized them. This is where we finished off yesterday. But they didn't recognize him. So he gave him the food and everything, and the money that they gave to him, he returned it back. And he asked them, bring me the brother that you have, Binyamin. So they said, no, our father will not allow us. He said, tell your father, make up any excuse or anything, you have to bring it back. And so they got the food and crops and everything that they needed for that time. But they also, Yusuf al-Islam, this was his smartness, you can say, or art, that he put the money back as an incentive that they will come back. And this is an ibrah also for us, that when you want to entice or lure someone, sometimes you have to give them incentive. So he secretively put the money back in their camels and their horses, so that when they went back home, they asked their father. The father said, no way. Last time I trusted you with a brother, Yusuf, look what you did to him. You lost him. I'm not going to put Benjamin in your trust again. And they say, no, look, we've been returned with the money, and the money is back, so look, we can go back, not only just to take this brother with us, but we can also go back and get some more food, because this is basically free food. The money is returned. So that was the incentive. So, jo ek dafa chori makkahi mein hai, wo to phir dobara uske liye to aur bhi asaan ho jaate. The first time they tried, if you remember yesterday we were saying, the first time they were trying to lure their father into it without anything. Now they had an incentive to show, look, we have money left over and the food is here, we can get more food. Trust us one more time. But trust us another time. Finally he did. And they brought him over there. When he came to the palace, Yusuf Islam, you know, recognized Benjamin, and he told them, I am your brother from your father, but be quiet, don't tell them. But when they came into the palace in the hallway, they also recognized him. And he wanted to keep his brother with him, Binyamin. So what he did was, the Suwa al-Malik, the person, the courtyard's chief, he announced that the crown or the pendant of the king has been lost. Suwa al-Malik. قَالُوا مَفْقُدُ سُوَى الْمَلِكُ وَلِمَنْ جَاءَ بِهِ حِلْمُ بَعِيرُ وَنَبِهِ زَعِيمٌ. That we have been lost with the king's throne and the crown, Taj, and اتفاق ساعة Taj بھائی بھی ہمارے ساتھ. It's sort of coincidence. And then they said, whoever has it in their bag, they will have to stay back with the king. And he had told his guards to go and put this in the bag of Benjamin without letting him know. This was the whole plan, okay? This is a master plan. Because he wanted to hold back his brother and let the other the brothers go back to the father. So finally, Chanbin Hui, I mean, the investigation started. OG, Department of Homeland Security, coming in and checking everything. And then they find out that, oh, Binyamin has the king's precious thing. So now they tell the other brothers, he can't go with you. And then they start, oh, Magamaj ka asushuro. Oh, our father, we have given him a promise, and we promised him also before, and that's where he told them, look, I am your brother. Didn't you promise me about me? And then they were totally stunned. Heran ho gaye, parishan. Oh, you are Yusuf. Oh, phir wahi giri-giri ka rang badal jana. Arey, tum to apne bhai ho, tum to apne ghrai ho, jo bhi ho, sab to, ab to apni aisi baat, ab to ye puri sadarat hi aap mil gaya. No. Wo jo ho gaya, so ho gaya. Abhi tum mere baap pe le gaya wapas. And this brother will stay here with me. And they said, no, Abba ji, they will kill him, darting. He said, I didn't kill him before. Before, when you have been on us, he did not do anything. So, and he said that, look, take this shirt of mine. If you remember yesterday, I told you that in the whole Surah Yusuf, in the whole story of Surah Yusuf, the most pivotal thing here is the shirt, qamis. In three different stages, the shirt has a very significant point, and there is a message of it, wisdom. And that is one of the questions that you can do research on, and I'll give you answer on the day when we have the quiz competition. What is the hikmah, wisdom behind the shirt, qamis or Yusuf? First time it was when they threw him in the well, it has significance. Second time when he was being attacked by the wife of the king, the Aziz. And the third time now he took off his shirt and said, go and give this shirt to my father. He will know it's me, and he will come back to me. Because they said, and this is like a zara se zamanat unhone di, ki main apne bhai ko apne paas rakha Binyamin, and take this shirt to my father and bring him along with me. And that's how. First time when they went to get the Binyamin, Allah mentions over here that Yaqub al-Islam, because of crying of depression and grief so much, he lost his eyesight. So he became blind. رو رو کے زیادہ کرتا ہے رو رو کے ان کی آنکھوں کی بینائی روشنی چلی گئی اتنا انسان کثرت سے رو. And that is what Allah SWT mentions over here about Yaqub al-Islam. وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَ عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَبَيَضَّتْ عَيْنَهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ تَفْتَأُ تَذْكُرُ يُوسُفَ حَتَّى تَكُونُ حَرَّا أَوْ تَكُونُ مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ. He said that with the grief and depression and sorrow, that he began to remember Yusuf Obiyabutainahu, and his eyes began to have the tears so much that he became kaleem, blind. And then he said, قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ, that by Allah, I swear by Allah that you should remember the story of Yusuf, or you should remember the issue or the personality of Yusuf, حَتَّى تَكُونُ حَرَدًا أَتُكُونَ الْحَالِكِينَ, until you become a very old person or until you die. Meaning until your mouth, you should keep on continuously remembering the waqiyat of Yusuf and what you guys did with your own brother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over here is also giving a hint for us, me and you, that in our daily life we should also, we should memorize the qissa of Yusuf salam by heart, and we should always remember it all the time, especially pareshani ke waqt mein, jab insaan azmaish mein aur imtihan mein mubtala ho, to us waqt Yusuf, surah Yusuf padhe aur Yusuf salam ke waqiat pe tafakkur tadabbur kare, ke insaan ki jo apni ghamgin halat hai wo sari sari dur ho jaye. Because this is the ibra that Allah is saying, that taftau tazkur Yusuf hatta takunu haradan. Haradan yani bada, bahut zayif ho jata hai. Yani jab tak insaan bada na ho jaye Yusuf Islam ki baat ko yaad karta rahe aur jab tak halik na ho jaye, yani ki intiqal na kare duniya se us waqt tak. Yani ye aisa qissa hai jo bahut hi ibratnak hai momino ke etebar se, tauheed level ke etebar se. So that was the case over there that he began crying, he lost it. Now here when he goes back with the shirt, now the brothers, they go back with the shirt and say, look, before the caravan even came to the city, he says that وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتَ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفَ لَوْ لَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Now the caravan has not even arrived to the city. They are on their way, many miles away. And the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, sitting in the city, he says, إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفْ, I smell the smell of Yusuf. Miles away. Abhi sirf shirt aa rahi hai. Shirt mein jo khushbu hai bete ki, wo bete ki khushbu itni dur se chali aa rahi hai ki baap keh rahe hain ki ji mujhe khushbu aana shuru ho gayi bete ki. Kitne sairon hazar mil dur. Abhi sirf caravan chala hai. Aur yahan pe soche, kal jo humne aapko yaad bayan kiya tha uske bare mein, ki jab when Yusuf alayhi salam was in the well, he had asked his sons, go and find him and fetch him. And as many of the riwayats say, that the father, Yaqub alayhi salam himself, tried his best to find, but he could not find. Yani, this is what we said yesterday about the quality or sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, musabbibul asbab. Everything happens by a purpose. And in his purpose, if we put our rida, agar hum apni rida mandi, Allah ki rida mandi mein dal dein, to saare maamlaat khud ba khud khushnudi se amal ho jaye. And if we try to apni manmani karte rahe, aur Allah ki marzi ke khilaf har cheez karte rahe, to insaan kahin ka nahi rahe. And this is what Allah subhanahu is teaching in Ibra, that when the sun was only a few miles away, jungle hi mein hoga na, shahar yahan pe jungle mein jaake, kuwe mein, talash gumshudgi talashi hui nahi hai. Yani chalak tar andhera, maa ko mil nahi raha, aur itna kareeb. Aur jab aapke itna sainkdon mil dur hai beta, aur sirf uski qameez aa rahi hai, to woh kehne ki khushbu aa rahi hai. Ye kaun hai? Ye sarkar, ye kainat ke sare khaliq ke kamal. This is what Allah is saying, that when sometimes you want to find something, you don't find it. And it's there, it's very close. But there's a purpose. Agar woh wahan pe mil jaate, toh phir ye pura ka pura qissa hota hi. And this is what Allah is saying, that sometimes when you are searching and searching for something, kuch bhi ho sakta hai, chahe woh koi cheez aapse gum ho gayi, chahe woh aap achhi cheez ki talash mein, chahe woh achhi naukri, chahe kisi bhi cheez ki aap talash mein ho, kisi bhi cheez ke ek dhun agar aapko lag jaye aur aap t-shirt padhenge ki mujhe mil jaye, aur nahi mile, then there is a hikmah behind it. کیونکہ یعقوب علیہ السلام کو بیٹا نہیں مل رہا تھا, کوئی نہ پڑا ہوا تھا, بڑی کوشش بھی نہیں مل سکا, لیکن جب ملنے کی باری آ گئی, کیونکہ اوپر سے عمل جو ہے صادر ہو گیا, عرض سے جو ہے فیصلہ ہو چکا ہے کہ اب باپ بیٹا کو ملا دو, تو اب بیٹا جو ہزاروں میل دور ہے, اس کی صرف قمیص آ رہی ہے اور خوشبو, باپ کہتے ہیں کہ مجھے خوشبو آ رہی, کیونکہ اب ملاقات کے وقت قریب آ گئی. That is what Allah is trying to make us realize. Sometimes you are rushing and rushing, searching for something, you don't get it. And sometimes you're not searching for anything. Baap ko gumaan bhi nahi tha ki mera beta aa jayega, beta mil jayega. Baap ko ro ro ke halkaan ho gaya aur andha ho gaya. Lekin ghar mein baithe kehne, abhi mujhe khushboo hai. Abhi to unke jo baaki bete ho aaye bhi nahi, wo to raaste hi mein. Lekin achanak Allah Taala yahan pe wahi utar ke Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmane ke beta aur baap jo hai ghar mein baithe kehne chahte hain, mujhe khushboo aa rahi hai. اور پھر جب کچھ دنوں بعد جب وہ قافلہ آئے گی, انہوں نے کہا جی یہ شرٹ بھی آ گئی, اور انہوں نے کہا جی بیٹا آپ کا جو ہے وہ سردار ہے, وہ تو عزیز ہے, وہ تو گورنر ہے, آپ کو بلایا ہے, آپ چلیں. تو مطلب کیا ہوا کہ جب اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے کوئی چیز صادر ہو جائے تو اس کو انکار نہیں کرنا چاہیے, وہ اللہ کی طرف سے, چاہے وہ ہمیں ظاہری طور پہ اس میں پسند ہو یا نہ. انہیں نہ پسند تھا, انہیں پسند نہیں تھا کہ وہ اپنا گھر چھوڑ کے اتنا دور مصر جائیں اور بیٹا سے ملنے اور یہ کریں, لیکن کیونکہ حکم اوپر سے صادر ہو گیا تو ایک نبی اور اللہ کے بندے ہوتے کہ ناظر میں رہیں کس طرح اس کو پائے تکمیل تک پہنچا. اور یہی عبرت ہماری زندگیوں میں ہے کہ ہماری زندگیوں میں جب کوئی چیز اللہ تعالیٰ فیصلہ کر دے, جب ہم استخارہ کرتے ہیں, ہم اشارات لیتے ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ جو ہے کبھی کبھی یہ کہ استخارے میں ضروری نہیں کہ خواب کے ذریعے آپ کو بتا دیجیے آپ کا یہ فیصلہ صحیح, کبھی کبھی اشارات دیتے ہیں. اور اشارات کا مطلب یہی ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ چاہ رہے گی اس طرف ہونا چاہیے, اور اس وقت انسان جو صرف اس میں توکل کرے گا جی اللہ توکل جو اللہ کی مرضی اسی میں, اور اسی میں خیر ہونی ہے. اگر وہاں پہ انسان اپنی منمانی کرے, اسی لیے صلاۃ الاستخارہ کی جو بنیادی شرط ہے جو نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمائی کہ انسان کو استخارہ اس حالت میں نہیں کرنا چاہیے جب وہ بائسڈ کسی ایک چیز کی طرف آلریڈی مائل, نہیں میں نے یہی کرنا ہے اور پھر استخارہ کرے تو یہ تو اپنے آپ کو دھوکہ دینے والی بات. انسان استخارہ اس وقت ہے جب دل میں سے اپنی ساری چیزیں فکر نکال دیں, جی مجھے کچھ نہیں پتا, جو اللہ کی مرضی ہو چاہے وہ شر ہو چاہے وہ صحیح ہو جیسے بھی ہوگی اسی میں کارنا. لیکن اگر آپ پہلے سے بائس ہوں گے اور پھر استخارہ کریں گے مجھے چاہیے تو یہی دیکھ میں ذرا اللہ کی مرضی ہے, اگر اپنے ساتھ ہی ہو چلو جی بلے بلے ہوگی, اور اگر دوسری طرح ہوئی تو اب تو سوچنا ہی پڑے گی. اینڈ دس واز اللہ مدد سے ان دا میسج آف یوسف علیہ السلام. اینڈ سو فائنلی ہی ٹک دا قمیص, ہی بیگن ٹو ٹچ دا قمیص ود ہز, دس واز یوسف علیہ السلام, آئی ٹولڈ ہز برادرز ٹیک مائی شرٹ ٹو مائی فادر, گیو ہم دا شرٹ اینڈ ٹیل ہم ٹو وائپ آن ہز ہیڈ, اینڈ آنکھوں کی روشنی واپس آ گئی, دا سائٹ کیم بیک, میریکل فرام اللہ مدد. باپ بھی نبی ہے بیٹا بھی نبی ہے, دونوں کا ملاپ ہونے والے دیکھا. اور جیسے میں نے کہا کہ فائنلی اللہ تعالیٰ میکس دا فادر اینڈ سن میٹ ان دا پیلس اینڈ دین دے ٹاک ٹو ایچ ادر, اینڈ اللہ اینڈ بیفور دیٹ یعقوب علیہ السلام دا فادر از ٹیلنگ دا 11 برادرز دا لک ولا تیأسوا من روح اللہ انہ لا ییأس من روح اللہ الا القوم الکافرون, دا ڈونٹ ڈسپیئر فرام دا مرسی آف اللہ تعالیٰ, ڈونٹ ڈسپیئر, ڈونٹ گیو اپ, ڈونٹ بی نا امید from the rahma of Allah, from the nusra of Allah, basic Allah ki andher hai, andher nahi, aur jo insaan is cheez ko kho baithe the nahi ho sakta kuch, to wo jo hai Allah subhanahu wa taala kehte hai from the kafirin, sirf ek kafiri jo ki Allah ke upar aitmaad nahi rakhe aur tawheed na bole wahi jo hai wo bezaar ho jata hai, wahi is the one who despairs and gives up, that's it, giving up is haram in Islam, don't give up, keep searching, keep fighting, keep going the right to the last and what you're looking for and what you're wanting, finally Allah will give one day, and that is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the father and son, that ورفع أبوي على العرش وخروا له سجدا وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤيا من قبل قد جعل ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نظر الشيطان من بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم. Verse number 100, Surah Yusuf, Allah SWT is now saying the implementation, the fulfillment of the dream, the hen, the khab of Yusuf Islam, as he tells his father, that look, O my father, ya abati, hadha ta'wilu ru'yay. This is the fulfillment and completion of my dream that I told you when I was young. Now I am mature, I'm jawan and I'm big, and look, my brothers are making sujood and you also fell in sujood. This is what Allah SWT meant by the sun, the moon, and the planets. Planets are brothers, the sun, the father, and the moon, the other brother, Benjamin. And then he says, هَلْ تَعْوِيرُ عُيَيْ قَدْ أَحْسَنَ رَبِّي, Bishop my Rabb did the best to me. Did the best to me when he put me in the jail and he took me out of the jail, and then when he brought me from the Bedouin area, from the desert, and then when he saved me from the nazakh of the shaitan between me and my brother, and shaitan came in between. As if in telling us that one of the khutuwat of shaitan, one of the footsteps of shaitan is an-nazagh bayn al-ikhwa, creating animosity and hatred and difference between the brothers. Nazagh. This is one of the hatkandin, one of the chabuk of shaitan that we need to stay away from. That whenever you see that your own, especially blood brother, when you see, and even regular brother, but especially in family feud, when there comes a situation like this, immediately we should make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, so recite Ayatul Kursi, recite Mawdatain, and try to be the first to do the pahal in removing difference between brother or father, son, as it happens, because this is one of the way shaitan wants to create a difference. And then he says, Inna Rabbi Latifun Lima Yasha, and verily my Rabb is very Latif. Latif in Arabic linguistically literally means the how should I put it? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared at every junction of your life the right thing at the right time at the right place. And we are ghafil because we don't know the mustaqbil. This is what lutf means. Lutf literally meaning that what is appropriate for you at the right time, at the right place, at the right junction, it comes. And that's why in another surah, in Surah Safat, I think in Surah Shura, Allah says that Allah is Latif, يَرْزُقُ مِنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah has associated with his sifa, his quality of feature and looks, with the issue of risk. Then he knows when to give how much risk to this banda of mine, to the slave of mine, so that that risk will not corrupt the believer, the mu'min. But because Allah loves someone and doesn't want that someone to go bad or kharab ho jaye deen se, so Allah gives him the apportioned risk. And the one who is not in the khushnudi of Allah, one who is not agreed or satisfied with Allah, for that person Allah, then he gives risk, whatever happens to them doesn't really matter, because the love connection between the banda and Allah is not there. But for the one there is, Allah is latifun li'ibadihi. And that's what Allah is saying over here. إِنَّهُ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبِّ قَدْ عَدَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلَ الْحَدِيثِ. Now he's giving shukr. This is a dua of Yusuf al-Islam to Allah SWT. And this dua Rasulullah SAW used to recite also. It's a Qur'ani dua, and we should memorize and recite, as he's giving shukr to Allah SWT. رَبِّ قَدْ عَدَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ. Oh Allah, you gave me from the mulk, from the dominion, sultanate. He had a hukumat in Misr. وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلَ الْحَدِيثِ, and you gave me the interpretation of dreams. فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, you are the originator of the heavens and the earth. أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا, you are my protector, my savior, my governor, my controller, my monitor in the dunya and akhirah. Connection meaning Allah makes our affairs in dunya such that akhirah becomes easy for us to achieve. This is the biggest blessing Allah gives to his bandh, his slaves, that making arrangement of our affairs in this dunya, our whole life cycle in this dunya. We don't design our careers, Allah does. And Allah does it easier for those people who have the motivation, the desire, the commitment, devotion in the heart, automatically. So that dunya and akhirah both become easy for them. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَالْحِقْنِ بِالصَّالِحِينَ, you make me pass or from this life to the next life as a Muslim, as one who believes in Allah truly. وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ, and make me join with the Salihin, those who have already gone to you, Allah. جَلَّهِ دُنِيَا هَلْتَيْنَ بَسِي صَالِحِينَ, make me attached with them. This was the dua of Yusuf al-Islam over here. If you remember, I said there's a special topic, Anbiya al-Islam ki dua, the duas or supplications of the prophets. In the previous we talked about the dua of Isa al-Islam, Sayyidina Isa al-Islam in Surah Ma'idah. Here in Surah Yusuf, Allah is showing us the dua of Yusuf al-Islam, and then the rest of, and then Surah Ra'd starts, which I believe Qari Sahib must have recited today. Surah Ra'd is the 13th surah in the Quran, and it means the thunder. When you see the thunderstorm, garaj ke jo thunder jo awaaz aati, that is what Ra'd means. And Allah's mother is saying in this surah that this is one of the signs of Allah, one of the symbol of Allah's Tawheed, Allah's Wahdaniyah. But look, the thunder and the lightning and then the clouds and the rain, all of these Allah is saying here in this surah is from the signs of Allah, alamat. And they are also making tasbih. يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِ, meaning even the lightning and the thunder and the clouds and the rain is making tasbih of Allah. As if implying to us, Allah SWT is implying to us, where are you, O insan? The one that I created all these things. All these things is for our benefit. And where are we making the tasbih of Allah SWT? And then Allah SWT tells us that there are two angels always protecting the true close believers of Allah SWT, those who are Abdullah, slaves, true slaves of Allah. Allah SWT says, لَهُ مُعَقِّبَاتُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفُظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah SWT says that for the truly beloved people of Allah, there are two angels always appointed by Allah. Allah SWT apne taraf se zadi taur par logon ke liye jo hai hifazat ke liye, min bayni yadihi wa min khalfi wa am. And Allah SWT says that right after that, Allah SWT tells us, inna Allah la yughayyir ma biqawmin hatta yughayyir ma bi anfusihim. Allah doesn't change the status of any qawm until they change what is in their heart, meaning in their chest, which is the heart. Yani apne dil ko tabdil karna, اپنے دل کو ملاق اس پہ مائل کرنا اللہ کے وحدانیت پر, اللہ کے توحید پر, اللہ کے دین کی خدمت کی. دیکھیں چار دن کی زندگی انسان تو ایسے بھی مر جائے گا, لیکن اگر دین کے نام پہ مرے کہ خدمت کرتے ہوئے دین کی اور اللہ کے دین کی نصرت کی, تو کتنی ایک اچھی بات ہوئی کہ ہماری جو زندگی ہے کسی چیز کسی کام کے صرف لگ گئی, مصرف میں آ گئی. ورنہ ایسے کہ کھا پی کے آرام سے عیشی کی زندگی تو ہر کوئی گزارا. اللہ تعالیٰ وہی سین کہ میرا بندہ بن کے جیو یا ایک عام بندہ بن کے جیو, یہ تمہارے اوپر, it's up to you to decide. And then in this surah, Allah tells us about the issue of people of intellect, people who are ulul albab. Who are the people who have the brains, the minds? Allah tells us, إِنَّمْ يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Certainly indeed, the people who are ulul albab. Albab is the plural of the word lub, lab. Lub means the core, the mantle, the seed, beech, the good gehrai valichis. Plural of that, jama of that is albab. Meaning, ulul albab, Allah's mother is addressing that these are the people jo gehrai mein jaate. Sirf sathi level pe surface mein nahi tair rahe hote. Ye hote lagate hain. Allah ke tawheed ke samandar mein hote laga rahe hote. Gehrai mein jaate. Inko badi samajh aur fahm aur tafakkur hoti. Aur ye apne zindagi mamlaat usi itibar se arrange karte. This is Allah saying. اور ان کی صفات کیا ہیں یہ یہاں پہ سورہ وعد میں جو ہے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے چار آیتوں میں بتائی کہ ان لوگوں کی صفات کیا ہیں اے مومنوں اگر تمہیں الباب بننا ہے تو یہ چیز اپنے پہ اپنا لو ان کا پیشہ اپنا لو تو تم الباب بن جاؤ گے اللہ سے مقرب قریب ہو جاؤ گے فرسٹ تھنگ الذین یوفون بعہد اللہ ولا ینقضون المیثاق These are those people who fulfill and promise the ahd with Allah, the pact, the agreement that they said, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اس کو عملی جامع پہنا کر کے زندگی میں پورا کرنا. Not just زبانی جمع خرچ. وہ جی لا الہ الا اللہ. And then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَسْمِنُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوْزَلَ وَيَقْشَانَ رَبَّهُ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوَ الْحِسَابِ. The second ayah gives two qualities. That these are the people who join the family ties. Rishtadar, and families and relatives and uncle and aunts and father and mother and grandfather, grandmother, grand-aunt, these. Ye rishtadaron se kat ke nahi rehte. Why? They are always mindful ki Allah Ta'ala mujhse puchega mere hukuk ki tumne rishtadaron ke hukuk kiye ki nahi. Akla parwari ki ki nahi ki. Ya tumne zindagi mein atlaab ko kat alag salag gaya ke akela guzar li. Bas main, meri family, meri bhi, bache kafi. Aaj to ye haal hai ki log maa-baap se bhi kat ke lag rehte. اور لوگ جو ہے بہت لمبے طرح سوچ رہے ہوتے ہیں یہ سب سے پہلا قوائد میں کوشچن ہوتا ہے کہ یہ آپ ہمارے بیٹے کو الگ تو نہیں کرتے اینڈ سم کائنڈ آف وومن ہیو دس مائنڈ سیٹ کہ آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو لیو ود دس اولڈ فولکس بڑوں کے ساتھ رہ کے کیا کریں ہماری اپنی زندگی میں ہمارا اپنا پریوار اپنا وہ اللہ اس مدر از سیئنگ کہ دیز ٹائز دیٹ آر بانڈیڈ ود بلڈ کین ناٹ بی کٹ آف اینڈ دوز ہو کٹ دیٹ اللہ کٹس دم اللہ ان کا رابطہ توڑ دیتا ہے آخرت سے اپنی جنت سے جو لوگ اس دنیا میں خون کے رشتوں سے کٹ گئے and that is what Allah's mother is mentioning that these people who are ulul albab they have a very deep analysis deep understanding the look the parents of my spouse both ways for the husband and for the wife the parents of my spouse are really a barakah a ni'mah for me it is a source of earning jannah for the husband the wife's parents and for the wife The husband's parents are a source of earning jannah. You need to say, بہن کو کہہ دیجیے بس میاں کی خدمت کرو میاں کے جو ہے وہ میاں میاں کے میاں کرتے رہو نہیں اللہ تعالیٰ نے جو یہ بھی کہا ہے خادم دونوں کی اپنی بیگموں کی جو ماں باپ ہیں وہ بھی تمہارے اپنے ماں باپ کی طرف یہ نہیں کہ جی دماغ جو ہے وہ ماشاء اللہ کلین ہو گیا اب جی جو میں کہوں گا سسر جی کو وہ کرنا ہوگا ہر حال نو اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ is giving an understanding of balance. يَسْأَلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ They join what Allah has ordered to join. وہ نہ بیٹی کو کاٹ کے رکھ دیتے ہیں ماں باپ سے اس کے یا اس کے رشتے داروں سے اور نہ ہی وہ دوسری طریقے سے جس کو اللہ علیہ وسلم اور یخشون ربہم دیکھیں جہاں پہ اقرا پروری کی بات آئی جہاں پہ صلہ کی بات آئی وہاں پہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے کیا آیت ڈال دی وہ یخشون ربہم وہ یخافون سوء الحساب وہ اپنے رب سے ڈرتے ہیں اور فیئر آف اللہ دے آر ناٹ جوائنگ دا فیملی ٹائز بیکاز دے لو اٹ اور دے وہ فور مٹیریلسٹک ویلیوز دنیا ہی کرتی نو Because they fear Allah. Allah will ask them. And not only that, وَيَخَافُونَ سُوَ الْحِسَابِ And they fear the worst accountability on the day of judgment. That is why they join the family ties. That is why they are good to their parents and the parent-in-laws and all that. That is why they want to keep the whole family together, joined. Not حَسَدْ جَلَنْ لَرَائِ جَلَانْ بَتِي family ٹوٹے لوگ کہ ماں باپ یہ کہتے ہیں سچے تو میں شادی نہیں کرتا بیٹی اگر یہ ہونا تھا کہ میرا بیٹا مجھ سے دور ہے These things are happening in the Muslim Ummah today. And that is what Allah is addressing over here. Look, don't be like these people because then you'll be far away from the Khaliq al-Kainat. The next thing Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا تِغَرَ وَجِ رَبِّهِ وَأَقَامُوا صَلَاةُ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَى الدَّارِ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا The third ayah Allah says, the sifa, the quality of ulul albab is that they are the people who do sabr. Patience, perseverance. Ittiqa wajh rabbihim. Why they do patience? Seeking the joining or meeting of their Rabb on the Yawm al-Jannah. Because in Jannah, Allah SWT will show Himself to the Jannati people. And those who are successful in this dunya, they will have this special facility, special privilege to see Allah. And those who fail and go to Jahannam will not get to see Allah SWT. And that is what Allah SWT is saying, وَيَذُرُونَ بِالْحَسَنَ سَيِّئَةً, and they repel evil with good things. And then Allah SWT tells about these Ulu al-Bab who have these qualities. جَنَّاتُ عَنِّي يَدْخُلُونَهَا, they will enter the Jannat forever ever. وَمَنْ سَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ, and those who qualify to be these Ulu al-Bab from their families, from their parents, آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ, unke, their parents, their spouses and their children will also be qualified to enter because of them. And Allah SWT is teaching us a means and ways to also enter our parents if we become ulul albab. Bas, ye ek cheez. Kehne mein bada aasan hai, bas. But kitna mujahid hai. Mujahid aur nafs. Effort, work, hard work. And the goal, the desire, the momentum, the enthusiasm. I want to be ulul albab. I want to be ulul albab. I don't just want to be a basic level mu'min or Muslim. I want to have this high class. And Allah is not saying that from their families, whoever obeyed and were with them, yani yahan pe talqeen hai istimaiyat ki, especially jo mal hazrat, jo khawin, the fathers and the husbands, there is a encouragement that look, don't you just become ulul albab, but also give targheeb and targheeb to your family, to your wives, to your children, that to be good and stay past, because if I enter, you will enter with me. But if you stay against the deen of Allah, then Allah will not let them enter, because Allah is saying, وَمَنْ سَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ, whoever is good and righteous and virtuous from their parents and their spouses and their children, meaning if they are not righteous or virtuous, they are totally on a different track, then Allah will enter the ulul albab but not enter their family members. So a badbari wa'id, a big warning for the family. And then Allah says, as they enter the Jannah, the two angels guarding the gate of Jannah will be receiving them. They will be saying to them, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon you because of what you persevered in the dunya. Fana'na uqba dar. What a beautiful return you have received for this dunya. The ayat parke the insan ka dil phool padta. Imagine just Jannah. You're entering Jannah, the big doors and the angels aapki swagat ke liye, aapki aubhagat ke liye, aapko receiving ke. This kind of like if you're going to Marriott Marquis Hotel in Times Square and you have this big people with the big pagdi and all that and big hair and aapki feeling kaisi hoti hai. I'm not trying, there's no comparison between the example of dunya and example of Jannah, but just trying to make us realize the emotional feeling of the mind, the heart, when you just feel exhilarated from a aazi dunya ki khushi. Imagine here ki khalidina fiha abada. اب بھی خوشی کے لیے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ تیاری کروا رہے ہیں کہ دیکھو تمہیں جو ہے فرشتے جو کہیں گے کہ یہ ہے وہ آدم بنی آدم جس کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں سجود کروایا کہ آج وہ جنت میں داخل ہو رہا ہے اپنی محنت کے وجہ سے. And then Allah SWT also mentions in Surah Ra'd also about rizq, that He gives rizq whoever He wants with wasat, and He holds with whoever who He wants. So don't have hasad or jalan between each other, thinking, oh, Allah has blessed him, he has four cars and this house is, and I have less. According to the principle of the Rasulullah in Sunnah, that he said, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to dunya, always look to people who are below you, then you will never have any hasad, jalan, desire. When it comes to the issue of akhir and deen and iman, always look to people above you. You will always have the desire, because there you want the desire, you want to be ahead in Jannah, in Akhirah, and Iman. But when it comes to dunya, you don't want to be ahead. Because if you look to people who are above you, you will have hasad, jalan, depression, grief. It's Allah ka karam hai. Ye maula ka karam hai, kisko kitna de, jaisa de. Lekin itna yaad rakhein that Allah is latifun bi ibadihi. Lutf ka ek jo pehlu ye hai, ki Allah ta'ala janta hai ki kaun sa banda jo hai, wo sarkash ho jayega, agar rizq zyada mil gaya. So Allah ta'ala gives them a portion, and that's what Allah ta'ala mentioning here. And then the very beautiful ayah in Surah Ra'd, Allah SWT tells about the Qur'an. The sifa, quality of Qur'an. Is Qur'an mein kya josh, walwalangiz, hairangiz kisim ki jo hai, garmahat. Allah SWT says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ قُرْآنٌ سُيِّرَ بِهِ الْجِبَالُ وَقُطِّعَ بِهِ الْأَرْضُ وَكُلَّ بِهِ الْمَوْتَ بَلْ لِلَّهُ الْأَمْرُ جَمِيعًا. Allah SWT is saying, if there was a Qur'an that would make the mountains to move, asal of Quran, the influence, impact of Quran would be that the mountain will begin to move. Suhirat bil jibalu, or qutta bil ardu, or the earth will split apart. break open, or kullima bihil mawta, or the dead in the graves will become to talk live. If there was a Quran that would be able to do this, these three things, it would have been this Quran. Allah SWT saying that this Quran has such ta'seer, but Allah SWT from His rahmah has withheld this ta'seer. But Allah is saying that don't undertake this Quran. Don't undermine this Quran. Don't undervalue the importance of the kalimat of this Quran. Because this Quran is very powerful. It has such power to move the mountains. It has such power to make the dead in the grave speak up. And this reminds us of the hadith of Rasulullah. He said, Allah from His mercy has stopped earplugs. He has put earplugs in our ears so that we don't listen what's going on in the graveyard. When we go to the graveyard, we don't know what's going on. But Allah SWT says that the animals they hear. And Allah SWT said that if Allah gave us the qudra, the capability to hear what's going on in the graveyard, humari cheekhe nikal aayenge, hum behosh hoke gir jayenge. It's from the rahmah of Allah that we go to the graveyard and we don't even get touched. We don't get removed. Because Allah SWT has made it sound barrier. But Allah is saying, don't think that itni khamoshi hai wahan pe qabristan mein iske matlab kuch ho nahi raha, bahut kuch ho raha hai, bahut kuch shor nikal raha hai, lekin Allah Taala ne apni rehmat se apne bande ko jo hai ye istitaat nahi di, aur agar di hoti to ye banda khatam ho jata hai. But Allah SWT gave Rasulullah Islam this capability because he is it's a mu'jiza, it's a miracle, and he was the prophet of Allah. As he was passing by once in a grave, he stopped and the sahaba asked, what's happening? He said, I was hearing the azab that was being given to two people. That's a long hadith, but the reason I want to record that to show that he had the ability to hear and listen. So Allah's mother is saying here about the issue of that, and then we have Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, we'll finish with this. Surah tells us about it's named after Ibrahim Islam, of course, as we know, it mentions about his story in there, as he asked dua to Allah's mother and his building of the Kaaba and his dua and his prophethood that Allah gave. And then Allah tells in this surah, وَإِسْتَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ ذَادِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah SWT is giving us a principle that if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you more. Multiply, multiply. Kis cheez se multiply? Just shukr. It's so easy to say shukr, but it's very difficult. Dil ke upar bahut jabar hota hai. Ye insaan itna ghafil hai, itna naasi, nisyan. And this human being is so oblivious, so forgetful. He can't even just say do kalimat of shukr. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Do rakah shukr ki namaz par. Koi bhi cheez mili, Allah ka shukr. This is the issue of munibin, those who are always in ruju ila Allah. They understand and value the ni'mah from Allah on a daily basis. You got a bonus from the job? Do rakah sunnah. You got someone who was saved from an accident that could have happened? Do rakah sunnah. You got some good news somewhere? Do rakah sunnah. You do this persistency of shukr is what Allah is saying, that this is my shakir. My shakir slaves, and Allah will increase them. Azidannakum ziyada. Allah will multiply more and more. وَلَئِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ. But if you reject my ni'mah, meaning pass by with it, oh, it's luck, it's my coincidence, it's my nature, like that, not thinking that it's a blessing from Allah, then Allah says, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And then Allah tells us also in the surah about the issue of shaitan, and tells us about the issue of the non-Muslims, their a'mal are like dust, they get blown away with the wind, because they don't believe in Allah, they don't believe in Akhirah, they don't believe in the Tawheed. So no matter what good deeds they do, they get the return, but in the dunya. For in terms of Akhirah, it has no weight, it won't be on the mizan. And then I finish with this ayah, which is very important, ayah number 22 in Surah Ibrahim, which talks about shaitan. Let me finish with this one, very beautiful ayah. Pay close attention. Allah says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُدِ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Shaitan, Allah is giving us a narration telling us about shaitan. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُدِ الْأَمْرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَيْدَانِ حَشَرِ. قیامت کے روز شیطان will say, after the decisions have been made, کون جنتی ہے کون جہنمی ہے, that is being done, shaitan will come and say, look, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ, Allah made a promise to you. Okay, and I made a promise to you. Allah fulfilled His promise when He said that those who are Jahannam will go to Jahannam, those who are Jannah will go to Jannah. Allah fulfilled His promise. And the promise I made you, a Judah promise, a false promise of mirage, of oasis, of mesmerization, as if visualizing something is there, it's not really there. He said, I broke my promise. Because my promise was temporary promise, just to lure you, Ibn Adam, just to bring you away from the deen of Allah. And then he goes, I was not saying about what he would say, and then he would go on to say there, وَمَّا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ And I, Shaitan, Iblis, did not have any power, any sultan, authority, power above you, O Bani Adam. إِلَّا أَنْدَعُتُكُمْ Except that I called you, I lured you, I enticed you, I attracted you, فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي You answered my call. I called you. Insan, Ibn Adam, come, do this, sing, good, do this guna, do this thing. And you answered, فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ Shaitan will say on Yawm al-Qiyamah to these people who are sorry on that day, that they failed the test of Allah, that don't blame me, don't say, oh, Shaitan made me do this, oh Allah. Don't say, Shaitan never say, karwa diya. لُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ But blame yourselves because you were weak in your courage, in your iman. You didn't have the capability to ward off my attack, my da'wah. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِفِكُمْ I am not your friend or buddy today. I cannot save you because میں تو خود بھی جا رہا ہوں. میں تو خود جہنم میں جا رہا ہوں. اور ساتھ تمہیں بھی ساتھ لے کے جاؤں. This is what Shaitan will be saying to the people who have failed on that day. وَلَا أَنْتُ بِمُصْرِفِي And you are not my friends. إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا شَرْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ And I disobeyed Allah SWT from before and I just want to make the Bani Adam also disobey. إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Verily, the wrongdoers, the oppressors, for them is a great, great azab. So what is the moral of this ayah? Allah's mother is telling us, look, those people who think that they are overpowered by shaitan. Oh, yeh shaitan mere pe aa gaya. Mujhe ghussa aa gaya, mujhe woh aa gaya, maine thappar maar diya, ghussa kar diya, ya maine ghussa mein talaq di, shaitan ne karwa diya mujhse. अरे शैतान तो खुद कह गया उसे मैंने तो कुछ नहीं किया था मैंने सब तुम्हें बस ऐसे डाले थे मैंने सब तुम्हें जो है वो उकसाया था अब तुम आगे बढ़ गए तो फला देना मुझे मुझे ना इल्जाम दो लू मान फिर से तुम अपने को इल्जाम दो तुमसे वो गलती हुई तुमसे ये सरकशी हुई तुमसे ये बेराज हुई हुई और अब मैं तो देखूंगी कि तुमने क्या किया और दैट इज व्हाट अल्लाह वाज सेइंग राइट हियर इन सूरह इब्राहिम टू अस दैट एवरी टाइम वी एज मोमिनीन रीड दिस सूरह Read this ayah, there should be a awakening call in our minds. How should we fight against shaitan? How should we protect ourselves from shaitan? Because Allah has already said in the Quran, that look, you cannot blame on the shaitan, you have to blame yourself. So that means we have to increase our immune system, our defense system against shaitan so strong that we can preserve ourselves. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad.